Second night, you know, we done pretty good defensively, I think, you know. I thought we did a good job. I mean, obviously holding them to under 90 when you think about the kind of offensive team that they have. I thought we did a great job. I thought Steve did a really good job on Tariq, you know, and Jay Rich. And when they had Bano in there and we had to play Jay Rich or Grant or those guys on him, I thought we did a good job. We probably did the best job that we've ever done as far as his dribble penetration and stuff. I thought we did a pretty good job on that. And, you know, I had a couple of baskets at the end of the game, but that's about as good as you're going to play him. And then I thought we did a really good job of, in the second half especially, of being able to guard and controlling dribble penetration. And then I thought we did a great job on the boards, especially on the offensive boards. I thought Amari did a really good job. I don't know how many offensive rebounds he had, six. I thought he did a really good job, came up with some big plays. But I thought our defense was the difference. As I said, we hadn't shot the ball well for about four or five games now. So, you know, tonight we shoot 46%, and we still find a way to win. So, you know, it's a good thing for us because I think we are getting better defensively. I just think, the focus and, understanding, playing with a little bit of sense of desperation. You know, I didn't think we did that the first half. I thought we were kind of cruising a little bit, but I thought the second half we did a really good job of playing with a sense of urgency, and I think we've done that. We gave up 34 points the second half. I think the other night we gave up 30. So, we have to try to maintain that focus from start to finish, but I like the fact that we've been able to do it in the second half. Well, we know that obviously the first 5 minutes of the third quarter always seems to be the real important part of the game. And especially with a team like this, these guys have some explosive players and good shooters. And obviously you get Tariq driving to the basket and pitching out. They can easily get back in the game quickly with three-point shots. So I just thought we didn't allow that. We did a good job of at least controlled and dribble penetration somewhat, and we were able to close out to the shooters. But I just think it's a mindset that we have right now. We understand that, you know, especially at home, everything become really important. Well, yeah, for a little while. We only played a couple of possessions. You know how I feel about zone. I'm not a real zone guy. I don't like them at all, but I thought maybe we'd do it. And then actually we came up with three stops in it, and that was pretty good. But in order for us to be good, we know that we're going to have to be able to guard our man and control dribble penetration somewhat. And then with the understanding that in this league there's a lot of really good players, and when we get beat, we've got to be able to have help side defense. And I thought we did a good job of that tonight also. Well, I did, and the one thing that we've tried to work on a little bit, even in practice, is a lot of teams like to switch on us, and if they're going to switch their one man onto our five man, we got to be able to throw him the ball, and he's got to be able to get it in the basket or, if not, get to the foul line. I thought Channing did a great job of that when they switched on him. He just took his time. We got a spacing, and then he just dribbled him back in and made a basket and then got fouled on a couple. Yeah, we do, and, it's important for us. Like we said, we look down, and if he gets 20, you know, we feel pretty good about it because our record is whatever it is. We can't seem to get that exactly right, but I think we're 14-2 when he gets 20 or more, so 14-3, I think. So we like it. We like to try to get him the ball and get him in a situation where he's scoring because usually when he plays well offensively, we're in pretty good shape. Well, I think with him, you know, he's got so much competitive juices flowing and the adrenaline that once he got out there, I didn't plan on playing him very many minutes at all. But once he got out there, he said he felt great. And obviously, if he feels like being out there, I'd like for him to be out there.
You wait and see how he feels tomorrow?
Yeah, we'll see. You know, we'll see. But if he's not feeling great, then, obviously, We don't want to play him do anything that's going to further cause injury or pain, so. Yeah, I do like that, and I think he's, I was going to say, not so much the layups going to the basket, but, he's made some jump shots in rhythm, and he has had some really good plays going to the basket where he's finished real strong. I thought Goran made a great play to him on the break. So, he gets out and run, and, there's never really anything negative you can say about his game. I mean, even you look at the stat sheet, if he hadn't scored, he hadn't done something, you know that he's done something to try to help you win the game. And that's kind of who he is. All right, thanks, guys.